Next patient is going to be Josephine, Josephine, Capstran, Capstran, born 8/12/65. She's a 58-year-old woman, totally disabled, bedbound, has two children, lives with her children at this time. She has a severe diabetes affecting her joints, her bladder, lower extremity, severe neuropathy related to her diabetes, depression. Patient has a left foot sarcoid joint, which causes her to be in severe pain, period. Furthermore, she has coronary artery disease that causes this pain. Patient has refused to be a candidate for a stent replacement or coronary artery bypass graft. Medical problems, hypertension, depression, severe diabetic palpitation of the joints. Bladder spasm. She did have a Foley catheter, but it was discontinued. She's down with bladder and hyperlipidemia. The medication, Farxiga, 20 milligrams once a day, Prozac, 20 milligrams a day. PALIPERIDONE, we're up to 300, 3 times a day. Toujeo, TOUJEO, 25 units a day. Hemoglobin, 32. Today, oxygen, 5 milligrams, TID, benzotropin, and atrovastin, 8 milligrams. There'll be a system positive chest pain, positive or not, positive short breath, positive atherosclerotic heart disease, positive at night, coronary artery disease, history 6 times, status post-patient, social disease, children, early surgery, eye surgery because of diabetes, pacemaker because of six-sided syndrome, and foot surgery related to sarcoid joint. COVID immunization is up to date, and the history of diabetes and alcoholism is what killed her medical problems, respectively. Patient is beginning total ADL and is bedbound. And wears a diaper and is battling black. Patient's blood pressure is 160 over 90, pulse 100, best way to 20, which is that 90% of rheumatic heart, pulse is not positive. So it's the gallop, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, and scalp, clear skin shows the clear pressure, or pulse is dry, and the shows the clear pulse. Sarcoid joint present in the left ankle with swelling, redness, and heat, consistent with active sarcoid joint assessment. Here we have a 58-year-old woman with end-stage atherosclerotic heart disease associated with chest pain, shortness of breath, severe diabetes with diabetic neuropathy, diabetic retinopathy, now ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinence, patient is bedbound and high dose of insulin to control her blood sugar, period. Patient has also had severe pain, depression. The patient is no longer able to get to her doctor for appointment because of the fact that she's now bedbound. She cannot get in a wheelchair because of severe weakness. She's not able to ambulate. Patient is in need of hospice to take care of at home. She wants to be taken care of at home, does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. She wants to die. And be cared for with the help of nurses and aides, along with her family. Overall prognosis is quite poor. Nexmer's brittle diabetes, Nexmer's diabetic neuropathy, Nexmer's chronic pain, Nexmer's depression related to her pain, and sarcoid joint at such a young age. Patient is having a hard time dealing with life and her severe disability and diabetes. Patient also has a history of renal insufficiency, which patient has told the family members and physician that does not want to seek any hemodialysis for now or ever in the future. Thank you.